What has been the most difficult obstacle for you becoming a poet? I think the most difficult obstacle for being a poet is the world. I mean, the world does not want you to write. Everything you read, all the television, everything, you know, it's basically the world does not want you to write. That's what I always tell my students. And in fact, the world continues to not want me to write, even though I teach poetry, because now, as a poet, I'm employed, you know, to teaching other people how to write poetry. And the ironic thing is that, you know, in the meantime, I happen to think I could be maybe, like, writing some decent poems with all that sort of energy and time. But I'm just feeling bitter today because I'm very tired, having just taught a freshman composition class where, you know, poetry is a very sort of distant country I miss. Money is a huge thing. I think that as a poet, you have to absolutely be prepared to be poor, and I mean really poor, and to live in a shitty place, because the way that I've organized my life is poetry comes first, and wherever I can get money or I can get a time to write, I will go there. Hence my living in Cincinnati for 4 years, where I had a fellowship and a PhD program. Now I'm lucky to live in the city, but I live on Staten Island. And I'm still poor. And I think that it gets especially difficult as one gets older, and you compare yourself to your parents, or at least I do, and I'm like, my goodness, you know. My parents were far more comfortable at when they were my age than I am now, living from paycheck to paycheck. The Wendy's value menu, you know, eating at the Wendy's, you know, because I run out of money. You know, you can get a cup of chili with cheese and onions and a baked potato for $2.42. And, you know, I would like to not have that knowledge. I would like to not know that. And, but, you know, I'm waiting, and hopefully the money thing will be less of an obstacle as my, my career as a professor progresses. So, obstacles. No one wants you to write, which is why you can't make any money doing it. And frankly, that's what I like about poetry, is that you can't make any money doing it. You know, it's the one thing that's not a commodity. It's a big fuck you to the world, really, you know? I mean, it's like the most sort of crazy, beautiful, extravagant, and necessary thing to do. I think it's really one of the most important things that one could do. I think that the role of the poet is spiritual in a huge sense. So, and culturally necessary and profound, you know. So, but those are the difficult things. And, you know, I tell my students, like, some of my students, they think they want to be writers, and they don't want to be writers. I mean, you know, you don't want to be a writer. You have to be a writer. And you have no choice. And you're like, okay, well, I guess I am going to be poor forever. But not very many people can do that.